starting next month, in fact, a month from today, private universities in Georgia that adopt sanctuary policies to protect undocumented students would lose funding under a new state law. So now a group of immigrant rights advocates have launched a texting service to warn undocumented students of immigration enforcement. Here's WABE's Ellie Yu.
It all started after the presidential election, when students at Emory University demanded the administration to declare the college as a sanctuary for students without legal status. That didn't happen, but Republican State Representative Earl Earhart wanted to send a message that colleges should not limit cooperation with federal immigration officials.
Lawbreaking 101 is not an acceptable course in our universities.
Now, Freedom University, a nonprofit created for undocumented students, has launched an emergency texting service. It allows people to report sightings of immigration enforcement agents on college campuses.
In other words, we're trying to create sanctuaries from the grassroots.
Freedom University's Laura Amico Soltis shows how to sign up for alerts on a cell phone.
So I'm going to text to 470. 288.
Anyone can report a sighting to the service, but only a group of 10 trained people can send out texts after they investigate a report. 22-year-old Liz wants to attend Emory or Agnes Scott next year. She's undocumented and didn't want to use her real name. She says she's sad the alert service is needed.
Schools are supposed to be somewhere where you feel safe, where different types of people come together to learn.
A spokesperson for Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the agency still has a policy that says agents should avoid sensitive locations. That includes schools. Immigrant advocates say there haven't been any reports yet of agents on college campuses, but they're preparing anyway. Ellie Yu, WABE News.